It is 47 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on a VIP Wednesday. Good morning, VIPs.
Good morning, Bob.
Welcome. Welcome to the Pro Football Pick'em presented by First Northern Bank and Carroll's Furniture. If you aren't playing, you are missing out on the fun.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Play. Absolutely. It's so fun.
Yeah. And you can still win. So people are going, well, I haven't been playing, so I can't win the grand prize, which, by the way, is $1,200 gift certificate to Carroll's Furniture.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you can also get the weekly prizes, I think, right?
You can. That's the reason we want you to sign up. We have sign-ups every single week, and it is folks who, like David Lawson, who picked up a $100 gift card in Chamber Bucks. Courtesy of Century 21 BHJ. They were our sponsor last week. I want to thank the folks at C21 for their awesome sponsorship for the week. David Lawson's going to enjoy. He had 13 out of 14 points.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice.
That's impressive.
Well, he missed the very first game, I bet.
Everyone.
Right? And David wins that $100 in Chamber Bucks. Go spend it during the stroll, David. And it's from C21. This week, you're going to do some fine dining out there at the Wyono Bar and Grill. $100 gift card could be yours. If you sign up today and have a great score, you could be the weekly winner. Weekly winner. So we have people signing up each and every day and week, right, James?
Pretty much.
All right. James is watching the tab. So sign up and win. You could win $100 Wyono Bar and Grill gift certificate. So congratulations, David Lawson. And this week, $100 to the Wyono Bar and Grill. Want to give a shout-out to Rhonda Weber, leading the area pack. So yeah. Congratulations,
she's
Rhonda.
She's like 25th in the nation, maybe.
Yeah,
or something
she's
like
pretty
that.
High
That's
up
awesome.
There, right in there.
Nice
and
work,
Rhonda. So, yeah,
good job.
So good job, Rhonda. Congratulations, leading the pack there. Let's look at some weekly scores. We are without our good friend Andrew this week.
We miss you, Andrew. He's probably making the turkey, you know, probably with the apron
He's
on.
He's probably working hard, right?
It's the biggest phone-it-in day of the year, and he's phoning it in.
He's phoning it in.
Yeah, he's phoning it in. All right.
So this week, yeah, this week, we're looking at the individual scores. What were we, week 13, week 12?
12, I think.
12? Yeah,
that was week 12. We're in week 13.
We're
right
in week 13 now. Week 12 last week. James, what happened? 10 points.
I mean, I'm okay with that. Okay. I'll take that.
Double digits.
I'll take 10, yeah. Just the fact that everybody else did, too.
Everybody Yikes. Else.
Yeah.
Except for everybody else. Yeah. Almost everybody else.
That yes. Well, was a good luck week for Chuck.
Yeah.
Good luck week, Chuck.
Yeah.
Is that your new name now? Good luck
sure,
week?
Sure, yeah. I'll take it.
It's good luck Chuck, but he had a good luck week. Yeah. Melanie, 10 points.
I'm stuck on 10, like Bo Derek.
Well, right.
Yeah, I know that.
There's nothing wrong with that, Melanie.
You know, half our listeners don't get that.
No, I know. If they do, they're in our age bracket.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, I know you didn't.
I don't know who that is.
Now he's got to go Google it.
Yeah, you'll Google it and find out, James. Jamie, 10 points.
Yeah, I will take it.
Okay.
You know, and if you guys looked, I did go against my Saints because it was a gut feeling.
Yeah, you switched. Of all the people.
I know. I noticed that.
Unbelievable.
Hey, I switched to Dallas.
Which was good.
Just trying to strategize here.
I said New Orleans.
Okay.
I'll stay New Orleans.
Kind of had everybody on that, you know, New Orleans sweep, and then I'm like, I'm going to change
it. I figured of all the people that are going to stay on the sinking ship, it would have been the captain of the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
No, he jumped off.
And here I am with the life jacket on. Die.
We're just watching him leave.
He's on the boat.
And my gut feeling said, you know, that first game, Buffalo and Houston, I was like, I feel maybe Houston. And I kept my Buffalo pick, and so did everyone else.
Yep.
Yeah. That one, we all died on that hill.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, darn it.
Yeah.
I know.
He was tired.
He was tired.
Yeah. But I tell you what, he got rejuvenated. I was down in Laramie this last weekend.
What a great weekend
halftime.
For him.
What a great weekend for him. And he was so cool.
That's awesome. That's
he went out before the game and spent like over an hour signing autographs,
awesome.
Taking
what
pictures, and he took his time, and he was making time for people.
Pretty awesome.
And I was just sitting in the stands watching him. I'm going, that is way cool.
Is it the first Wyoming football number to be retired?
Yes.
They have a couple basketball numbers, but I couldn't remember if that was the first football one.
Yeah, and he was extremely humbled, very emotional after they unveiled his name on the stadium, and it was way cool. And his parents were there, his wife was there, a lot of his family, so it was pretty cool event. Yeah, class act. Jeez, you can't say enough about that guy. Anyway, Chuck, 11 points. Speaking of class.
And class.
You're not humble.
I will not say I am at. Nobody's going to retire my number right now. I'm just going to say that. But I'll take 2 weeks in a row. That's all I'll say.
At Carol's Furniture, they're going to hang the button-down shirt in the rafters once you're all done.
That might happen, actually. That might
happen.
Hopefully
Chuck's not in the shirt.
Yeah.
That's can we have a Magara banner in the window?
Oh, boy.
We need to get a statue.
We better slow down.
Statue
for bronze. We'll have it. Maybe like $10,000.
As long as they don't put the trophy in the window, I'm okay.
Let's move on.
Whatever your most iconic outfit is, they're going to hang that in the rafters of Carol's
Furniture.
It's
going to be a pair of khakis and a button-down shirt.
And all customers will walk and be like, what is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Chuck's day off.
That's the legend. Yeah,
that's me.
All right.
A statue of you in a recliner.
Hey, well, I don't sit very much.
I bet the lazy boy would.
They would. Well, either.
Okay. All right. We digress.
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right. Let's look at the overall score. Jamie, 113. You and Magic Melanie.
Yeah, we're kind of in the pack, but the back of it.
Yes.
Know? So.
Well, it's all right.
Yeah. Got to be somewhere,
we're
huh,
still
Jamie?
In the hunt. Right. Right. 113, both of you.
Yeah.
Did you pick your Cowboys this week?
I did.
You did.
You switched.
Yeah, you switched. Good
smart
for you.
Move.
Yeah, it was a smart move.
Good play.
They got to get cooking since they got a kind of hard schedule coming up.
Yes, they do. Magic Melanie, 113. Jamie with 113. Chuck, right there in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, I'm creeping up a little bit. Gained a point.
118.
Yeah. Hey, sounds nice.
It does. So good job.
Thank
still,
you.
Still well in the hunt of things. We're at 118. Andrew not with us today. He's a 119. I'll do my impression of. Well, I kind of thought that. it was a pretty good.
Is that Andrew?
You gotta puff your chest out a little bit.
Yeah, Andrew's. I'll take that 119. It was a good week for me.
The rare Bob impression. I don't think I've ever heard that. He never does those.
All right.
Andrew, you're in rare air.
We're in rare air.
You're in rare air.
I sure hope he's listening.
I hope he is too, but he can catch the on demand.
Yes,
I
force my kids to listen to that quite often.
Yeah, I'll take that 119.
Man. You're turning him into somebody I've never heard.
This is Andrew with the smoker's voice.
Yeah, I know.
Andrew with the smoker's voice.
He's never been that gravelly in his life.
Okay.
We've heard anyway.
Yeah.
That's as good as it gets, all right? 119. Congratulations, Andrew. James, 123.
Yeah, I would have switched some stuff if I knew that I was going to be the last one on the sinking ship for New Orleans, but, you know. Yeah. Whatever,
and
I guess.
The captain was waving at you.
I was halfway down to the bottom of the ocean, and you were looking down at me. James, get out!
I threw that, you know, that buoy. But it's what it was.
You threw him one of those little toilet life vests.
Yeah, pretty much.
123, James, good one.
Yeah, we're still rocking and rolling. It was a good week for everybody too.
Yeah, it was. Okay, let's look at some games.
Yep.
Let's start out with, Magic, Dallas, home, Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dallas.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That's true, actually.
It is.
Dallas is at home. Kansas City doesn't like to travel. And it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there you go. I think I will pick the Chiefs. I think this is a classic Thanksgiving battle, Chiefs versus Cowboys.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
I'm not sure.
Really?
Here we go.
Huh.
No, I honestly I'm leaning toward Dallas for sure. At home, Thanksgiving.
For sure.
But
for sure, but I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Classic Jamie.
Yeah.
It's a hard maybe.
The rare situation is Kansas City's battling for their playoff spot. I don't remember the last time we've had to say that. I'm gonna go Kansas City though.
Kansas City. Okay. Jamie, New Orleans traveling to Miami.
Ooh. I'm going to go Miami.
Miami.
This is the one. Yeah. All right. Okay. Switching this one.
You said that pretty confidently.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
I'm going
Miami. James is looking at me across the
street. I don't believe
you
for 1 second.
I'm going Miami. For sure.
I'm going to Miami to pick New Orleans. That's what he said.
All right. Everybody's on Miami way there. James, Minnesota, the Vikes traveling to Seattle. Is there hope?
No.
Okay.
It's over.
Yeah, I was going to answer that for you.
This one's Seattle all the way.
Yeah, Seattle.
Tim Darnold revenge game.
You sure, Jamie?
I'm sure.
Okay. All right, just double checking there. Broncos traveling to Washington, playing the Commanders, Chuck.
I think the Broncos, they're looking strong. Yeah, the bye week, off a bye week. So let's just go Broncos.
The poor Commanders. Oh, Denver.
That must be, if you said poor Commanders, then we're just going to guess you're going to pick Denver.
Still Marcus Mariota for Washington, I think, so I'm going to go Denver.
I'm with the crew, Denver.
Okay, final one. Buffalo, Josh Allen, coming off a bye week. Not a bye week, but a long
Thursday game.
Yeah, Buffalo, they're traveling to Pittsburgh. I don't believe they have Aaron Rodgers, right?
I don't know. That's up in the air still, I think.
Okay. What do you think, Magic?
Buffalo.
Check.
I click Pittsburgh, but that might change.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Buffalo. Come on, guys.
Really? Look at you. Wow.
I'm with Chuck, too. I was pretty disappointed last week. So, I mean, hats off to him and the UW thing, but Pittsburgh's looking not terrible. So, they're kind of a tough team.
I'm going to go, I mean, Buffalo's got some issues. I might go Pittsburgh here.
Really? You guys?
Yeah. Good pass rush.
Wow.
Yeah, that's going to be one. I'm going to look at the injured reserve list right before that game starts.
Look at all you guys, you know,
I know.
Reserve,
digging into Buffalo. My prayer time or something. Yeah.
She did Buffalo?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I thought she did. She right off the top.
I don't want to miss the 10 lady.
Wartime champion, you mean.
I just want to clarify, I am not a Bo Derek. I wish I were.
I know. I still don't know who that is, but I'll take your word for it.
can somebody explain? Because I'm lost.
You need to go.
Yeah, he's
okay.
Off air.
Your assignment is to go Google Bo Derek.
All right. You're listening to